need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, pilgrims and turkeys, Native Americans and immigrants. That's right, unless we are Native Americans, we are all immigrants in America. And we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A? Women.
A women.
And if you're tuned in live, happy Thanksgiving!
Woo!
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. It's our duty to spank booty on Thanksgiving. And ever since we realized that Spanx rhymes with thanks, we have celebrated Spanxgiving on the Saturday after Thanksgiving in Bonoboville. So actually last Saturday we stimulated our appetites with a Spanxgiving appetizer. And this Thursday, well, we celebrated Thanksgiving, right, with a turkey. And we even have a turkey tonight, courtesy of Anna. I'll spank the turkey. Spank the turkey, baby. Spank that turkey. Actually, I'm going to spank a real turkey in a little while. Mm. A Trump turkey. That's right. Yes, indeed. And I don't mean Erdogan. We are going to have some fun because tonight it is Spanxgiving. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay, that was kind of weak, so let's give it to me with an A. Women!
A women!
So, as Jews say on Passover, why is this night unlike all other nights? Well, so we say on Spanxgiving, why do we give Spanx on Spanxgiving? Let me count the reasons for sweet beatings of the season. Mm-hmm. Season's beatings, brothers and sisters. So number one, it's fun. That's right, fun. That's number one. Spanking feels good. Ooh. You know, for both the spanker and the consenting adult spanky. Consenting adult, very important. And, you know, even when it feels bad, it kind of feels good. I mean, at least for some pain sluts, and even for some of the rest of us, gets those endorphins rising. Oh, yeah. And usually it doesn't feel so bad, not like a punch in the face or in the stomach, you know, because you've got all that nice butt flesh cushioning that blow, baby, blow. Yeah, you know. And if you're really a sissy, like some pilgrims I know, you can have a mutual agreement to keep it soft, okay. So two, Spanksgiving is relatively safe, you know, as far as safe sex goes. But also, I mean, nobody ever gets spanked to death, right? I've never heard of that. So there's also no exchange of body fluids, so it doesn't spread STDs. Very, very good. Number three, consensual over the knee, which is also called OTK, if you want to get, you know, technical. Spanking and flogging also can be surprisingly effective forms of therapy. And I'm a sex therapist, but of course I'm not your average sex therapist. But also Russian studies. Oh, those naughty Russians. Yeah, yeah. But you know, I'm cool with the Russians. I'm not anti-Russian at all. In fact, my people are from Kiev. Of course, they were Jews and they were victimized by pogroms, so I'm not that pro-Russian, but yeah, I mean, the Russians have shown, studies, look it up on the internet, that impact play, which is a fancy name for spanking, can be, oh, Betsy needs to do some spanking or get some spanking. That's our dog, by the way. Don't spank your dog. Well, you might want to hit it on the nose if it poops in your Thanksgiving dinner. But yeah, back to people. Spanking can be good for both physical and emotional pain management. Yes, indeed. Better than a trip to the spa, cheaper than antidepressants, and healthier than opioids. All right, those endorphins, they are a painkiller, and psychologically, it can also be something of a painkiller if you're doing it with someone you trust. Especially if you were spanked by someone you did not trust as a child. And it's not for everybody. Some people can't stand spanking if they were spanked as a child. But if you're spanked as a child and you feel like you might like an adult spanking, I would say go for it. With someone you trust, as well as lust for. You don't want to do it with someone that you don't find attractive. But, yeah, trust. And then you might find yourself, you know, getting beyond that bad experience. Four, spanking is festive. Yes, indeed. Performed as a purification ritual. It fits right into the holidays. At least I think it does. Like Krampus. Krampus spanked all the bad Christmas children. And Lupercalia is all about flogging with the februa. And, of course, full moon, baby. Moon me. And your basic birthday. Right? But spanking on Spanksgiving. It has its own special, kind of sublime, homey, personal, and yes, even political meaning. Yeah, political. Oh, we're also having an impeachment party. So we got peaches. Yeah. I'm just going to take a lick right now. We had fresh peaches when the impeachment hearing started, but, you know, it's not, well, no longer peach season. I'm just licking it. You look like you're hungry. Do you want some, Sunshine? Mm. Here, have a peach. For the impeachment. Sunshine looks so pretty as a pilgrim. Yeah, yeah, here we go. Oh, she took the whole thing right in her pretty mouth. Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm, I know. So... It has its own special personal and even political meaning, which does bring us to number five of the reasons that spanking is for the season. And number five is spanking can be meaningful. That's right. You know, it can be personally meaningful, like when it brings up past childhood spankings. Which, by the way, are never consensual and often traumatic. So don't spank your children, okay? Don't spank your children. Only spank adults who give enthusiastic consent. you'll thank me for that. And maybe spank me, but certainly thank me. Don't just pull somebody over your knee because you think they look like they're wearing a spanking skirt. Got to get that agreement. And, you know, if you do, it can be a wonderful experience. If you were spanked as a child, it's not your fault. but sometimes you can turn it from a bad thing into a good thing, from something that makes you feel helpless into something that helps you to release your inner bonobo. Get that, you know, motor going. It's like a key in your ignition spanking. But sometimes it can be also politically meaningful. So let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, Thanksgiving, okay, can be delicious. We got a great turkey. Anna made this turkey. Gideon made our other turkey. Well, actually, with the help of Uncle Ralph. But, you know, Thanksgiving is delicious, especially when you get stuffed from both ends, like I did this Thanksgiving, Captain Max. It was a good stuffing, wasn't it? Thank goodness for Cialis and corn. No. Yeah, we had a good time with our corny Cialis. I mean, you know, I recommend it more than Viagra because it's kind of milder, I guess, for the older man. It sticks around, and it sticks with you longer. It's not like you have to do it right away, which sometimes, you know, you don't necessarily want to do it that minute, and the woman feels very put upon. So the Cialis kind of, you can do it anytime. Yeah, it can be fun. Thanksgiving can be, you know, yummy. But it can also be a conflicted, stressful, and downright nauseating family feast of carbs and schmaltz and bad vibes where most of us repress our real feelings for fear of triggering Uncle Maggot. And then there's the deep hypocrisy of Euro-American history. From Columbus's accidental invasion of this place the natives call Turtle Island, to the greedy corporate oligarchy's constant ecocidal and genocidal invasions into native territories. And you know what? In a way, Thanksgiving has more of a reality-based historic precedent than Thanksgiving. Because the feel-good Turkey Day tale of friendly pilgrims and Wampanoag Native Americans holding a bonobo-esque feast of togetherness has been revealed to be almost entirely whitewashed hogwash. I mean, sure, they did eat Squanto's corn when they were starving. He was generous, and so were some of the other Native Americans. Once those pious pilgrims got their land legs, well, they slaughtered as many savages as they could with their matchbox muskets and gift blankets filled with smallpox. Thanks, but no thanks given. On the other hand, according to their own town records, the pilgrims and the Puritans who came afterwards pretty much administered many real spankings, paddlings, canings, whippings, as well as tar and feathering, which I think modern kingsters would be a little loath to participate in. It's pretty drastic. And of course, most of these were non-consensual criminal punishments for offenses, I mean, and sexual sins, right? I mean, they said criminal, but a lot of it was like adultery or just looking the wrong way at somebody's woman. And sometimes they put the very unwilling spankies' head and hands into stocks during the proceedings. So passerby could throw rotten fruit at their helpless heads. Actually, we had some stalks. They were kind of fun. Ray Serino. Was it Ray Serino that built the stalks? Shout out to Ray. He sometimes watches the show. We need some more stocks for next Thanksgiving. Spanksgiving and Thanksgiving. Okay. So the stocks were pretty intense. And, you know, it was kind of like public disgrace. Have you heard of that? Public disgrace. Mm-hmm. Pilgrim style. So here in Bonoboville, we enjoy role-playing our kinky version of such historic puritanical punishments. The big difference being, of course, that our sinners are consensually spanked. You know, of course, except for the Trump turkey. I'm sure he won't like it. But he has to have it because he wants to be here. And the only way the Trump turkey can be here is gagged on a corn husk and spanked. Yeah, for Spanksgiving. That's right. So I should give our voodoo doll a little spanking. The actual Trump is going to be here in a little while, but just for now, I'm going to just spank this one's balls. Yep, there's the Stormy Daniels identified mushroom pee-pee and spanking him with the Forbes. And yes, he is gagged with the corn. Child of the corn.
Child of the corn.
Right. So, now, the Native Americans, you know, I don't know about spanking. I don't remember them doing much spanking that I've heard of, but I might not know. But I do know that many indigenous tribes have long incorporated ritual pain into cultural practices. Maybe not spanking, but different kinds of piercing and other very challenging purification rites. And these purification rites can open the doors to perception, doors of perception as well, thank you, Aldous Huxley, to altered states of consciousness, you know, with or without the peyote buttons. Modern BDSM kicksters might call it subspace on steroids. Speaking of steroids, I'm on them tonight, so I'm having some fun. Steroids are an aphrodisiac. I don't know what to say about it. It's terrible. They're terrible. You know, they're not good for you, but I have climate change sinusitis, so I'm on them. So now, for some kinky consenting adults with a conscience, Thanksgiving does provide a playful but meaningful form of comedia erotica penance, if you will, kind of a role play of penance for the pilgrims and the other settlers' original sins against the natives of this land, raising some spankophiliacs' awareness of the genocidal, ecocidal history of the holiday. Of course, we can't spank away our nation's ongoing sins against the indigenous tribes of this land, against the people that America has bombed, against the innocents that our police forces kill accidentally. Nor can we even spank away our own small sins against each other. But I do believe we can spank away our fears, starting with harmful phobias based on childhood traumas such as spanking, as well as our often paranoid fear of being hurt, you know, by the other, so easily stoked by anxious parents and unscrupulous politicians, you know. We don't have to be so afraid of each other. We're not all a bunch of jokers out there. We're fellow human brothers and sisters. Got some jokers, you gotta be careful. But not too careful. They want to divide us, those oligarchs and those corporate bureaucrats. They want to divide us, so let's not let that happen. Let's not be afraid of each other. A good adult spanking can alchemically transmute leaden pain into golden endorphins. And when administered with love, trust, and care, pain really does lead to gain, giving us confidence and courage that we often didn't even know we had. Really, a lot of submissives, I know, it sort of sounds like it's oxymoron, but they get courage from submission. Interesting. Now, the other day, at one of his Nazi-esque rallies, the Trump has told his cult followers that there's a liberal war on spanking. And, you know, I mean, I know there was the war on Christmas. I don't know if Trump invented that. I think it was Fox News. But I know the libs were saying they had no idea what he's talking about. And really, he kind of made it up. But it is true that a lot of Americans do want to amend Thanksgiving to include the native point of view and acknowledge the horrendous crime of colonialism in America and all over the world. I mean, it's not just America. It's just that the genocide in America was unusually, I hate to use the word effective, unusually devastating. So I don't know if he was referring to that, or maybe the Trump turkey heard about Spanksgiving, that some of us are celebrating Spanksgiving, not in addition to Thanksgiving, but maybe instead of, you know. And it is the climax to Naughty November, and he knows. He's been very naughty. Very naughty. And he's afraid he's gonna get spanked. And he should be. According to Stormy Daniels, Trump's rump responded especially well to a few swift swats with a Forbes magazine featuring his own orange kisser on the cover. Apparently having his lips kiss his own ass is transformational, transforming him from an utterly insufferable narcissistic bully asshole into a garden variety douchebag. You know, it was a step up, at least for a few minutes. And yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, pilgrims and turkeys, and Native Americans, we apologize. I don't know, I wasn't here, but I still apologize because I'm here now. And I'm on sacred lands. I don't know, I feel bad about it. But in this topsy-turvy Trumpocalypse, when Thanksgiving can be difficult to digest, Spanksgiving can at least help to put it all into perspective, you know? Bottoms up. Turn the whole plutocratic, ecocidal oligarchy upside down and spank its ass, baby. Yes, indeed. Let us spank away the hate, the greed, and the fear that divide us. On Thanksgiving, let us give thanks. And on Spanksgiving, let us give spanks. And let us practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. With a little spanking. And let us spank our hands together across a nice, warm, willing bottom. Singing, oh God, oh goddess, or come all ye faithful. Praise be to the power and glory of Spanksgiving! Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Can I get an A-women?
A-women!
Happy Spanksgiving from the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way in Bonoboville on the greatest sexuality show on earth, the Dr. Susan Block Show. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, or Pilgrim Dr. Susan Block tonight. And, this is my lovely assistant, Sunshine, and she is a pilgrim girl. I'm kind of androgynous. I think I'm a pilgrim, I don't know, hermaphrodite. And, you know, I have the corn to prove it.
Pilgrim MILF.
a pilgrim MILF. Well, I'm actually not a MILF. I could be a cougar. I mean, technically, because I am child-free, which some organizations said is a good thing this week because of, you know, climate change. But it's a great thing to be a mom and to raise your kids right. And it's hard. It's difficult. And especially if you're kinky. And so I want to introduce one of my favorite MILFs in all the world who hasn't been here since we've moved into the new Bonoboville. She is the most well-rounded kinkster, Susie Award winner, an MFA with a kinky spirit, and a beautiful person with great boobs. And her name is Rhiannon Ahrens.
Hi.
Good to see everyone.
So happy to be here with this turkey and this impeachment party going on.
Yeah. Would you like a peach to celebrate the impeachment?
I would love one.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Suck it, baby. Eat my peach. Yummy, yummy. Yeah, this is actually our 9th impeachment party, but we're, you know, moving right along. We started with fresh peaches, and it's moving into the... you know, the testimonies and the canned peaches.
I'm really looking forward to washing that down with a good pina colada later tonight.
Yeah, baby. Woohoo! See, I told you she was smart. Okay.
Awesome.
And so, well, you haven't been here since you were the MILF Wolf of Lupercalia.
February, that's
really
correct.
Original Valentine's Day, which was actually not here. It was the other here, the other Bonoboville. We won't divulge our location. It is undisclosed. But eat your heart out, Dick Cheney. but yeah, you should pose with your award a little bit for the paparazzi. There
Hello.
She is with her award. And
he's
there.
And a little orange
hat. You can sit here. We've got room now for you to,
I know,
for all the pilgrims
like the
to
format.
Sit together. Well, sometimes we have a bunch of people. But, I mean, we're having less guests. We're not having the big, big parties, but that means we can be intimate.
Oh.
I know my hands are cold, but your skin is soft. And do you mind?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, good. I'm, you know, always asking consent. So, okay, I think you've held it long enough, unless you want to just hold it, like, between your legs or something.
Oh, maybe. I
yeah,
just
hold it like that.
Just
yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep it warm.
See.
Yeah.
Get the year available.
Okay. And you are wearing panties. So all of our censors, Marky Z on Facebook and whoever you are on YouTube, you're cool, right? You're cool. Okay.
These are actually full butt panties. So, you know.
So how's the Kingster professorial life? You're a professor at Long Beach.
I'm not technically a professor. I'm a lecturer there, but that is going
quite
well. Oh,
well, you're so
well,
modest. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I have been teaching young artists how to write and how to kind of find themselves, and that's been really good. I've been doing a lot of activism on campus with the LGBTQ+ community. Mm-hmm. I think. How long is that acronym now? We stopped there, right?
And pretty soon it's going to be the LGBTQ whole alphabet.
LGBTQ A. My cousin told me she was an A.
That's the ally, though,
but
right?
But she masturbates. So
asexual?
I don't know asexual. Yeah, I shouldn't be saying this, but you don't know which cousin I'm talking about, obviously. I have, you know, dozens of cousins. So anyway, but yeah, a lot of people want to identify as asexual, but that's a whole thing.
That's interesting. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been doing student activism. I've been teaching. I've been...
How about dominatrixes against Donald Trump and our good friend Mistress Tara Indiana, who I wish had won for president?
Oh, yeah, that would have been so much better than what happened. Now, although less entertaining for the courtroom drama, but I think
we could
have just,
you know... Oh, the entertainment factor. I could do without it.
It's highly overrated.
You know, I like other kinds of entertainment. I don't need to be entertained by a narcissistic nincompoop. But a lot of people do, obviously, and that includes a lot of people in the resistance who just talk about Trump all the time. And you know what? I talk about him a lot, too. I can't help it. I gotta just spank his ass. Happy Spanksgiving!
Yes! Yes.
I hear he's coming. You have a special relationship.
We do. I have the presidential hotline. That's because of, you know, my other identity is, in fact, Stormy Daniels.
Right.
So
I appreciate your, you know, wearing the brown hair tonight because it looks more pilgrimy. Mm-hmm.
Stormy Pilgrim would have been a very difficult kind of montage.
Combo,
the
Stormy
really
Pilgrim. On the other hand, I don't know. So about pilgrims, I mean, you were starting to talk to me about this, and I find it fascinating. You know, of course, they did a lot of spankings, as we said, and they did a lot of punishments, especially for sexual crimes. And colonialism in general was very fraught with punishment. And you were saying that you think that kink, modern kink, of course, kink's been going on since people have been going on, but maybe some aspects of modern kink have their roots in colonialism.
I think that definitely kind of the taboo that goes behind kink culture, right, and all of the protocol we have because of that. I mean, if you think about kind of the kink of the Marquis de Sade, right, that's like a colonial era French sort of thing. If you think about England is one of the worldwide capitals for kink culture, right? England is definitely a heavy
certainly
colonizing
for spanking
power. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned about the ritualistic pain practices, there's an essay that I've actually written about pain practices and BDSM in culture that is coming out through Ohio State University Press as part of the compilation on Sherry Rose that is being released next year.
Sherry Rose. Shout out to our friend Sherry Rose, a.k.a. Mistress Sherry Rose.
Indeed.
Who I had on my show in 1996. And believe it or not, I had Bob Flanagan. I was in a poetry reading with him in like 1986.
I remember you told me that once, and you still remembered the address of the building that reading was at.
Factory Place, 1208 Factory Place. Yes, because that's what we all knew it as. And Scott Kelman was the director. Rest in peace. So, you know, I kind of have this history with Sherry and Bob, and you came along a couple years ago, and, you know, you kind of taken over the franchise.
I haven't taken it over, but...
Well, you know.
Yeah, I do facilitate, and I think that we met when I was working on the Book of Medicine.
Yes.
Because, we were trying to get it crowdfunded, which you so generously helped us, you know, promote.
It's my pleasure when I have the funds, you people. Anytime you buy the Bonobo Way or Spankin' Art or Splashin' Art or call us for therapy, for your own private spanking therapy, which you can do... Speak privately at 291, that's 213-291-9497. And, of course, by the way, if you want to call tonight, and Facebook is censoring me, so we're broadcasting this on another profile, but the phone number is 626-461-5212 or 1-866-289-7068. And, promotion, little
commercial. Keeping the bogo going.
Strong. So we can talk about spanking. We can talk about, you know, stuffing. Did you get stuffed for Thanksgiving?
I did, although I didn't, you know, it's really hard to get as stuffed as I would like to get. But
Are you talking food or sex?
Both.
It's hard to get
at once.
Right. It's very bonobo. Bonobos love to combine food and sex. That's why Thanksgiving, Spanksgiving, very bonobo. Bonobos do some spanking, too.
I did get a lot of pie this Thanksgiving. I was very pie obsessed. It was like really an important thing. I was thinking about splosh, eating pie.
Pie, yes, splosh. Pie is a great thing to splosh. You can splosh anything. You splosh turkey gravy. Maybe we'll do a little splosh with the turkey.
Turkey splosh?
Yeah. Turkey splosh. Communion. Kind of a turkey splash communion. I think I'm warming up to that. Although we also have our agua. But
those things aren't incompatible, though. I mean, we could agua turkey.
Yeah. But getting stuffed sexually, you know, just like, I mean, you got some.
Oh, yeah.
You got some. Okay,
I did.
Good. I got some.
Getting some is some? Important. Did you?
Sunshine needs some.
You should have come over.
Thanks for the invite. Now it's a little late.
I didn't know it was a problem. You had to send me like a text.
It's
or
always
something.
A problem. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for. I'll keep it in mind.
It's always a problem for a pilgrim girl.
Yeah. We have pie.
You know. Yeah. Pie. And pie, of course, is a euphemism. It's a word for pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy pie.
Or hair pie.
Hair pie, right.
Give me a slice of hair pie. You get it in like the 60s exploitation films.
Oh, what?
You
I
know,
love exploitation
I'm glad
films.
You brought those up, but I wasn't thinking about those. But yeah, pie. I mean, yours is pretty hairy pie.
And mine is like a mid, kind of like, I don't know, I'm going for like kind of a kicky summer dew down there, even though it's winter. Makes me feel like it's
maybe
summer.
We'll have a look when we get into the post. Well, actually, the non-Facebook-friendly part of the show. You can only watch on drsusanblock.com/live or bonoboville.com or drsusanblock.tv. Actually, there's a lot of places you can watch it. Three, but they're all ours. You can't watch it on YouTube or on, what's the other one? Oh, Facebook. You can't watch it on that. But you can watch it with us. drsusanblock.tv, a good place to find all of our archives.
So, Susan Block TV.
Yeah, that's right.
Is Susie has really good birth control like this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing gets through.
No.
Plus, it could be a dildo. You'd have to take the wings off, but you could use it as a dildo. Certainly people have used regular Oscars as a dildo, but ours has a condom on it.
That little hat
for
is too
safe
cute.
Sex. And yes, it is. Dressed for Thanksgiving because orange is kind of a Thanksgiving color, I guess.
It matches your nail polish.
And yeah, I got the nails, so a little bit orange for Thanksgiving. And you reminded me, I forgot that he or she needs to wear a hat.
They. We're just all.
You know, I don't mind calling people they, but my Oscar, my Susie Award, I guess they. Okay. So, colonialism and kink. Have you floated this in your classes?
It is something I talk about a little bit. I do talk about BDSM culture. I don't want to drop the Susie or take it home with me. Maybe I should have placed it between my bosoms. I do discuss BDSM culture and cultural appropriation, and we do talk about this a little bit. But, you know, one of the things I really think about is because, as you mentioned, there are a lot of pain practices in non-colonial cultures, right? We have the indigenous piercings. There are various Hindu rituals. There are Muslim rituals that are self-inflicting of pain and cutting. And so in cultures where that has been made taboo, we start seeing kink take the place of that because it fulfills a very primal physiological need. I mean,
certainly does.
If you look in the Kama Sutra, there is instructions on how it is important to strike your partner. That's part of it.
That's right. Striking, spanking, sometimes piercing. You know, we've had some guests on the show who have talked about, I think I'm okay with saying Violet Fox, because Violet Cox, actually.
Violet Cox.
She is someone who's, you know, a beautiful porn star, very smart, and very kinky. And she used to be a cutter. She used to harm herself. And a lot of kinksters that used to harm themselves find that the kink can replace that thing that they're looking for, that rise in endorphins, that, you know, pain, that sadomasochistic thrill. It can help. It can be therapy that helps you to get away from really harming yourself.
And I think like a lot of heavier BDSM, it is controlled trauma, you know. And
yeah.
Amy Kingsmill, who I did my last performance with, we've talked about this pretty extensively. But, you know, the idea that you can activate those neural pathways in a situation where you're safe, I think it eventually does, in a certain way, kind of dull the triggers a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I found that to be very true for myself in a lot of ways.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago when we had a trauma therapist, Melinda Vivian, and a dominatrix,
Demina Mara.
Demina Mara, thank you very much.
Oh, sorry.
I'm glad, because right. Before I said Violet Fox instead of Cox. So that
we're
was a good...
keep it Facebook friendly.
Keep it good. So, yeah, right. Oh, God, you never know what's going to upset Marky Z. So, what was I talking about now?
That show with Demina Mara trauma therapy.
Of course. So, you know, it was just interesting to talk about trauma therapy in terms of all the techniques that are used by your, you know, traditional trauma therapist from, EMDR, rapid eye movement. I don't know if I got all those letters right. But and the neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and then the Domina talking about kink as therapy for traumatized clients. And certainly a lot of our clients in the Dr. Susan Blocks Institute have been traumatized by spankings as children or other forms of abuse or sexual abuse, and they do work it out. They cope with it through kink. It's hard to just kind of reject it. Some people, that's their way, but a lot of people do find that integrating it into some form of kink play with someone they trust is a great thing to do.
Yeah, and I think the neural pathways in the brain just normalize that state so much.
Yeah.
It does become a really profound physiological need, kind of in the way that people who started smoking when they were 12 really can't quit or they can't function, you know. And I've seen that to be true in really committed players.
Yes, like you get used to pain because... unfortunately, you were, you know, hurt as a child, or you get used to emotional anxiety, a certain level of tension that kink provides, and yet, you know, it's a kind of role-played anxiety, so it's much better.
It's contained. There's a beginning and an end, right? And the
idea
that
you
have that safe word, that mechanism there is so, I think, critical to that processing, just knowing that you have that safety net, which is something that we don't have in life. Sometimes I wish I had a safe word in regular social situations,
right?
But one of the other things I found really interesting is I've been doing a lot of research on dialectical behavior therapy.
Yeah.
And it's totally kink friendly. Like
dialectical behavior therapy. So
yes.
Behaviorism is like Skinner, but this is different.
This is different. The psychologist who pioneered this, her name's Marcia Linehan, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And she developed this form of therapy that's for chronically suicidal people. And so the main kind of difference is that cognitive behavior therapy is about reframing it, right?
Okay.
Whereas with dialectical behavior therapy, it's just kind of about accepting that certain things suck and how
right.
do you cope with that.
And it just sucks. And it's not like you can have a good attitude about it. You just have to cope with it.
Yeah, so it's about generating the coping mechanisms, but one of the things that they really focus on is that if you are in an extreme emotional state, what can you use to change it, right? And so a lot of the things in there are like you put your head in a bowl of ice water just to get your body temperature.
Wow, that sounds a lot worse than a spanking, but okay.
I don't know, it sounds like my kind of therapy. Up until you get... to the part
I'm
going to
tell you to
water.
Soak your head in ice water.
You don't have to. It's quite comfortably cool, right?
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you're having like a major freak out, it needs to be colder because it drops.
Well,
your
sometimes
body temperature.
When we're having a heat wave, maybe it is a good idea.
Yeah, middle of summer when you're having an anxiety attack and bowl up.
Yeah, right.
Sounds great.
Stick your
and
head.
Kind of kinky too.
Actually,
you
know? I think Max does that sometimes. You stick your head in a cold shower. So
I do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I didn't know it was because of his anxiety.
You know,
I thought it was just hot.
It's multi-purpose. That's
okay.
A lot of really good
multi-purpose.
Things. But, you know, I think it's really healthy. And I think in these cultures where we've had this colonial imposition for so long, you know, we're starting to break down the kink stigma as we're starting to kind of acknowledge that colonialism is bad. Those things are happening in tandem, right? We stop observing Columbus Day and we start going to see 50 Shades of Grey as a culture. Those things happen kind of at the same time, and I find that really interesting.
And Trump saying that people are trying to change the name of Thanksgiving to Spanksgiving. I don't know if he meant that, but he, you know, a lot of liberals got very upset. They said, we're not trying to change Thanksgiving, but we are. He's kind of right. And, you know, we should. We shouldn't just celebrate genocide. we should celebrate togetherness and family, if you have a family, but if you don't, you know, sometimes you feel left out. So I say celebrate community, and I say celebrate the possibility of peace, but acknowledge that these settlers did a lot of damage, a lot of violence, a lot of, and it still goes on. It still goes on, and acknowledge the Native American point of view. And, of course, celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, like, maybe the best way to celebrate Thanksgiving in this era is to possibly go to a casino on a reservation and rack up a really big tab.
There you go. Have you ever done that?
No, but I think that's what I'm going to do next year.
I'm not a gambler, but, you know.
Well, you know, you can get, like, a massage. And
yeah,
a,
but
and
you're
a
just giving the money. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of cool. Yeah, that sounds like a fun thing to do.
Where do you go to get
You go to the one of the Native American gambling resorts.
Casinos.
And you just kind of give them your money, basically.
Field trip.
But you have fun at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are no, they, but you have to make sure it's really owned by Native Americans, not just
right.
like
right.
Trump.
not just they use like a wind catcher for their icon, right? It's like
now speaking of Trump, we should spank the Trump turkey for sure.
We should spank the Trump turkey. I'm going to call the important presidential line right now.
Mm. Do you have a banana phone to call?
Hey.
A banana phone.
I'll use
the Buddha phone.
Hello. Calling Trump. Calling Trump.
Trump.
I mean, this really, it does, it's not quite orange enough.
He's back from Afghanistan, where he couldn't stop talking about himself.
Hey,
you know, really, that's all he could talk about was himself. And now he's here, you know, because he needs to take some punishment. And even though we have a delicious turkey that we're going to eat, we're going to spank and stuff this Trump turkey. And he has the headbands to prove it. So I think, get your hands away from her, those tiny little hands.
Pussy-grabbing hands.
Yes, those are so nasty. Tiny little pussy-grabbing hands. And so maybe we can put the carpet out, the rug. Let's get some rug out. I don't know if somebody else can...
Okay, we have to move the turkey.
No, he's going to get right in front of the turkey.
Yeah, but we have to move the...
He's going
to
be kneeling in front of the turkey, sideways.
Oh, that
yeah,
way. Yeah,
yeah
sure.
This rug.
Okay.
So... we are gonna
very good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he can. It's a nice, soft, soft rug. Aren't you lucky? And look up so people can see who you are. Up. One of his turkey gobble things fell down. And we should also gag him because
oh, yes.
we don't want him. Talking, goddess forbid. So we're gagging him with a corn. Okay. Maybe this way. Or is it better this way? I can't believe I'm asking like that.
Well, we wouldn't be able to get maximum insertion.
No. Okay. Which side? This side or this side? That side. Okay. Gag yourself, Trump. You know what to do when you're in Bonoboville, and you know you've got to submit to our pilgrim punishments. That's right. And it's Thanksgiving, and you shouldn't be on the phone, but your cheeks are... Here, come here, come here. Your cheeks are too puffy. I have to fix...
Spank him with his cell phone.
Okay. There we go. You can't hold it. Okay. So, here. That's better. Look up. Let me see you. Let me see you. Get up. Get up. Get up. Yes, that looks like Trump. Okay, I can spank his little tiny mushroom pee-pee while this is happening. And actually, he looks like he likes that too much. I gotta spank it harder. That's right. Spanksgiving, Trump. Yes, this is for... bragging about yourself while visiting the troops in Afghanistan, when actually you should be withdrawing those troops like you said you would. You're supposed to be the peace president. Don't be playing with your nipples. Stop that. You're not supposed to enjoy this. Although we do have a corn for the stuffing, and you know it's ribbed for his pleasure. Especially. That's right. But you're going to get on your knees again. And whacked. And yeah, oh, you've got the Jux leather flogger. And
yes.
What am I on top of here?
The world.
The world. Right. And what are you doing? Get with the spanking program. Is somebody writing anything interesting?
I was writing if you have sex.
No, don't worry about it. Just, we got to spank our Trumpus.
But her emails.
The Trump turkey. That's right. I should spank you. I will spank you. Yes. So we spank, and when the Facebook cameras aren't on, we're also going to stuff this Trump turkey. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, you know, I think... Oh, you've got the big one. Wow.
That's what she said.
Now, this Trump should be spanked hard. What are you spanking him for in particular tonight, Rhiannon? Take your microphone and tell us what really gets you. I mean, is it what he's being impeached over, like asking for a bribe? Is it caging the children? You're a mom.
Caging the children is really hitting me right now. The Sesta Fosta.
Sesta Fosta. That's for Sesta Fosta, which, of course, most of Congress signed.
Kamala Harris but is responsible for that, too.
Yes, yeah. We don't like her too much. But she's kind of out of the running now, yeah. Seems like. But Trump, you're the president. You didn't have to sign it, and you know you like sex workers. You see him all the time. Can you photographers see his face, or not
no,
so much? Yeah?
I really think
to
that...
show his face.
Trump supported Sesta Fosta so that it would make it easier for him to have a larger pool of sex workers. That was kind of his quid pro quo with the sex worker population.
Yeah.
Since he's so comfortable with those Ukrainian
naughty quid pro quos. That's right. Well, we have a lot to spank him for. So I think he should get on his knees in front of us and we should spank his shoulders.
Okay.
So... but not that high up.
Lower.
Lower to the ground, you turkey. Here, let's do this so that the two turkeys are showing. You're a double turkey. And take that, and that for Spanksgiving. Okay. Why don't you swat him with the big one there? Yeah. This is nothing, actually. I think I'm going to get the big... paddle. Don't cover your face. This is public disgrace. Make sure everyone sees you with corn in your mouth. That's right. In front of the turkey we're going to eat. Yes.
Pretty
and we're going to stuff you with this turkey too. We're going to stuff you with it, Trump turkey. And I don't mean Erdogan, although you love turkey, don't you? You love that dictator shit, don't you? Yeah, you turkey. Whack. And take that. What are you spanking him for? Anything in particular?
I was just doing it because you guys were doing it.
I was just doing it. Yeah, that sounds like, you know, a great thing for, like, Gordon Sondland to say or something. You know, I mean, that, okay. All right. Well, we're Puritans. You know, Puritans, they punish people. People throw shit at the people they were punishing just because everybody else is doing it. Just kind of what everybody's doing. All right, so you don't have your personal reason for spanking this Trump turkey.
I have a few, but they're personal.
Well, you can tell us one.
I don't know, they're personal. I don't know.
Did he grab your pussy?
He grabbed your pussy.
Okay.
He grabbed so many. Mm. Naughty boy. Oh, yeah. He would be one of those types.
Even while being punished, he grabs out.
Oh, yeah. He actually thrives on any kind of attention. He's such a narcissist that it's okay. He'll take kind of bad attention, just like this. Oh, yes. So, now, I think we're at that point, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners of Facebook and YouTube. We love you, but we want to have more fun. So we're going to continue the show with a little, you know, undressing. You know, Turkey usually have dressing.
Right.
This is going to be
undressing.
Undressing the turkey and us. So you can't see that. I'm sorry, but the spankings are going to continue. But they're going to be more, you're going to get to see Rhiannon's boobs if you go to drsusanblock.com/live. And if you don't, then maybe you'll just hear us talking, you know, and that's it.
You can so dream about it.
Let's, though, have a hand for Mr. Trump Turkey, who is finally doing something that we can agree with. We can stand behind. I can stand behind spanking you for Spanksgiving. That's right. And a big hand for Rhiannon Axon. And a big hand for Sunshine McWayne for confessing that Trump tried to grab her pussy right under that skirt. Oh, hey, stop it.
You know what, though? Me too.
He did. Me too.
Oh.
That's the meaning of me too. Me too. Me too. I'm behind him.
Me too. Me too. Me too.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Me too. Me too. Me too.
Okay, so now we're going to turn the Facebook cameras around. And Trump, you go to your corner. We'll have you come back. Pants down. I don't know if I gave you permission to take your corn out of your mouth. Hey, you know, corn usually comes out this end, so we're going to put it in that end later. Mm.
Due to Trump, what Monsanto did to the rest of us?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's right. That's right. This is our opportunity to get back at him. But in the meantime, let's do a little communion, ladies.
Hey.
Yeah, a little communion. I think we'll just sit on the rug here in front of the turkey.
Let's have
the peaches and agua and salt and... And let's see, we'll do this and that. And now, let me have a peach, one of the peach cans. Yeah, what is the Coke can doing
that
there?
That was Max.
Max! Boy, oh boy, it would be Max. Because if it's Max, you know, I have to love him. Okay, so now, let's see. What I would like is to get your boobs out of your bra. But I mean, if you want to do the communion off of my boobs or Sunshine's boobs, you should do communion because you haven't been here in a while. And so you should actually do it. Whoa, chi-chis galore. Uh-huh. By the way, did we show that picture of the lusty lady? That says Spanksgiving, lusty lady. Let's in between.
That's my birthplace.
Shots of the boobs. Show this. Okay. So now, what should I mean, I guess I should take communion with peach juice. Oh, it's showing.
Oh, there it is. The lusty
Facebook
lady.
Camera should show the lusty lady. Facebook camera, show the lusty lady. I don't know
Facebook
who's in
right there.
Oh, no wonder. My shoe fell apart. That's what I was tripping over earlier. Oh. You know, these pilgrim shoes are not very well made.
Mm. Well, they are, like, you know, okay, 375 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah, and look, they both fell apart together.
Because they're 375.
That's what I was saying. I didn't know what I was tripping over. It was my own shoes. Okay, so I'm barefoot, and I'm getting this.
You just made a foot fetishist somewhere very happy, Dr. Susan.
Yeah, exactly. Although I do have my booties, I could get those. So talk amongst yourselves. Don't.
Those shoes were really 375 years old.
This is where I'll take an opportunity to tell everyone about the horror movie I'm working on.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, if you're on Facebook right now, you can go to Red Wings Movie Facebook page, and you can like our production. The premise is that a woman gets bit by a very special breed of bat, which gives Ooh. Her the ability to, causes rather her tampons to turn into vampire bats while they're still in her body.
Now, is this the one with Ron Jeremy?
No, that one's in post-production. That one's Spider, so we're wrapping that one up right now. Red Wings is the one we won 5 festival awards with for the script. So Dana Hammer, who was on your show, who was also the writer for Spider that we based the short film on her short story, she wrote the screenplay for that.
All right.
So we have
I'm sure nobody missed me while your boobs were hanging out. And, of course, you were talking about your movie.
Well, you know, I have to take advantage of my boobs being out while talking about
my
movie.
We were just filling the void. We were thinking about you and waiting for you the whole time, right?
But, okay, so I would like to take communion, but I think you should take communion from me or Sunshine or both of us.
Both. It's Thanksgiving.
Both. Okay. Oh, I wasn't going to use that.
I want apple and pumpkin pie.
I'm going to use this.
Oh.
Okay. So, anyway.
I'll eat that later.
Yeah, you're going to eat it later. This one has the actual peaches. Would you like another peach?
Of course.
Okay. Put your microphone down while you're eating. I sound like your mother, right? Whoops. Okay. You trying to get her chewing sounds?
Yeah.
Someone with the mastication fetish.
Yeah, mastication.
People who like to hear chewing when they go to sleep, what is that called?
You know, I know of a lot of fetishes, but don't know that one. The chewing. Okay, but now here is your microphone. All right.
It's a whole thing. People like to hear like ice being chewed while they're sleeping.
Nipple. And what do I do with my peaches? Oh, here they are. Okay, so I'm going to put peach juice on the nipple and salt on the peach juice. And now you can just have a sweet and sour experience. Yeah. Sticky licky. All right, and now Sunshine.
That happens every time. I know it's funny for you, but okay, so we should use that piece.
Oh yeah. Here we go. And now a little salt. Where's my salt? Okay. Oh, not enough.
That's one salty nipple.
Okay. And now she's licking it up.
Oh, wow. This is nice.
Bonoboville communion.
Oh,
impeachment
wow.
party, Thanksgiving style.
Wow, she's very soft and not rough.
And you can
at
have
all.
A little here stuffing on the nipple.
Oh god!
A little stuffing.
That was a little weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but
you know, it's, it girl, makes it so. It makes it more Spanksgiving-y.
No, I'm just laughing about the stuffing. I'm sorry.
Here, here's a potato. Whoa!
Oh, oh, oh. If you would have prepared me, I would have...
Yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Oh,
here comes Betsy. She's curious.
Okay. So, now is your time to...
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're opening up a fresh bottle of agua.
Woo.
Yes, indeed. And you're going to lay back between our legs. I guess we can sit, you know, what we used to call Indian style. I don't know what you call it now.
Crisscross applesauce.
Okay, so and you lean back, and your hat isn't even falling off. Very good. I think because if you lean back enough, it goes against the table. Or actually, Sunshine can just hold it. Okay, so here we go, folks. Let's take a good picture, and let's get ready for Bonoboville Communion. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, let us give thanks and spanks. And communion. And Rhiannon and Aaron's got waterboarded bonobo Woo! Style. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, is it going down good? Let me hear you on the microphone, or I'll have to spank you.
That was delicious.
You know what? I'm going to have to spank you anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. So we're going to get over both of our knees. Over the knee. Let's see. Maybe I'll put...
She's so opinionated.
Should I keep my stockings off? I have a run, which the run fetishists will like. Okay, and so you're going to get... You sit next to me, Sunshine. And maybe you should turn around. I'll do most of the spanking. And then... We get your lovely butt right here. Rhiannon and Aaron's, you've been naughty. And here, wait.
No,
legs down.
Harry was telling me something. I don't know.
Okay. So sit down there. And Rhiannon is going to be here. And sort of tilt so that your boobs are visible because they are so... Beautiful.
And they're just everywhere, so I don't think I really need to tilt that much.
Well, you have a point there. You do. Okay, so now she's been a naughty girl. And she's got a very pristine bottom. And it's Thanksgiving. Oh, I don't know if we're right. We're doing sort of a warm-up right now. You should know you've got the delicate butt.
Oh.
Mm. But that's okay. This is what Mistress Raven Ray, Madam Raven Ray, did. Playing butt
drum
bongo.
Roll.
But lightly. A little light bongo is a good thing because it gets those endorphins going. Oh. And then... Oh, I got a handprint going.
Oh.
See that handprint, folks? Check it out. You have such a sensitive and smooth bottom. Oh, and there's another handprint right over there. Oh, yeah. Mm. So I think, can I pull the panties down?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Whoa, pulling panties down. Mm. Oh. This is what we call a panties down spanking. And you know, this butt feels so good. I don't even know if I want to use the riding crop, honestly.
Mm.
You might want to take a spank. Can
oh, yeah.
my pilgrim
oh,
wife
yeah, oh, yeah.
Take a spank. Yeah. Here, give her a spank.
Oh, it does feel nice.
It does feel nice, right? It's so
I can get
nice.
Used to this.
Yeah. Ooh. Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Woo. See, I felt like it was our duty to spank Trump's booty for politics, but this is just sheer pleasure.
For nice, yes.
This is your reward for
spanking
Trump.
This is my reward for spanking Trump. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
I got too excited.
Oh. And so, do you have a confession to make as the spanky? Have you been bad? Have you been naughty? Do you deserve this spanking in some way? Do you need this spanking in some way? What is your confession?
I briefly considered buying petroleum stock.
That is really wrong. I'm surprised at you.
No, I think she's just making it up because she wants you to spank harder. I think, yeah.
She got it out of me. She's like a naughty. She really got me going.
She's a good actress.
Whoa.
I thought it was obvious. But
then I'm going to spank you for that. For getting me going. I thought you really considered it. Because, you know, Max every once in a while, he bought stock in something that uses petroleum. I think Ford or something like that. And I was like, but it went up. I don't know. Yeah, it's terrible to be in a capitalist society and have to make these decisions about getting places. We need change. We need a new Green Deal. And we need more ass in our lives, because ass is like almost like boobs. A nice ass. It's in fact, wasn't it Desmond Morris that said that we developed boobs to resemble the ass? That the female kind of, I mean, I think it's kind of bogus because bonobos have sex face to face. And, well, they do have boobs, actually. They do. The females have some boobs. So there might be something to it, that the females want the male to be face to face. And they know the male likes a nice ass. So they figure, I'll grow boobs. Right. Anyway.
I don't know if this is pilgrim behavior.
See, what other confessions can I make?
You don't know if this is pilgrim behavior?
I don't know.
I think this is absolutely pilgrim behavior.
Well, behind closed doors, what do you know what the pilgrims did?
Oh, we know.
Let's
just say what they did out in front of everybody was sadistic treatments of people that involve spanking and tar and feathering and tying up and putting people in stocks and whipping and it was non-consensual, of course. This is consensual. That's the big difference, brothers and sisters. It's consensual. But a lot of those same activities, and you better believe that there were some masturbators out there watching those punishments going on and masturbating. You know, you better believe it. Mm-hmm. And they probably did it for fun too at home.
This one's jealous. This one's more like
this one. I'm so glad you're an equal opportunity spanker.
Equity is important.
Yeah, you gotta spank evenly. See, to me, this one looks more red.
Right, okay.
We're trying to even you out, Rhiannon.
Excellent.
Plus, we're enjoying giving you this spanking.
You know,
bongo.
One of the things I was thinking about when I was watching the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special is that they talk about how a disproportionate amount of the adults on the Mayflower died, and
yeah,
why most of the children lived and most of the adults died. The only reason I could think of is that they must have caught syphilis, which means they were doing very unpilgrim-like things.
Interesting. Yeah, because children are usually much more susceptible to diseases, but of course,
Not syphilis.
And yeah, that would make sense. A lot of people were getting syphilis back in the day, the pilgrim day. It was a very hypocritical time, somewhat like our own, but different. And we, of course, inherit those pilgrim puritanical attitudes, which involve lots of sex, enough to make a bunch of you die of syphilis on a Mayflower. And yet, this judgmental attitude towards sex, this punishing attitude towards sex. Punishment. And, you know, I've got it. I'm in it. I'm processing it by spanking Rhiannon's ass. And I'm having so much fun doing it. That,
and I clearly need this punishment. I watched Fox News once last week.
I didn't believe it.
She's making stuff up to get you to spank her harder. She's too funny.
Here, take another spank. You're spanking the, up top.
Low.
Low.
Okay, this is obviously I don't know.
Just in case
about
you don't know and you're out there learning spanking.
Like me.
This is the sweet spot right here.
Oh, okay. Like that?
You know, this nice little curve right here. It's very juicy. It feels good and it can take pain a little better. Because up here you're closer to the organs and the bones. Yeah, organs, stuff, spine, you know. But here, this is a really nice place to spank. And it feels good, too. And it gives a good jiggle. Look at the jiggle.
Oh.
I mean, for the spanker, the jiggle is very important to motivate you. Mm-hmm. Right? And so that's where you do it, right here. I mean, you can do it other places, you know. And certainly the thighs are a good place to just kind of, you know, warm up. And you can kind of do it a little bit around here, but not so much. You really don't want to do it hard here. You want to do it mainly here, so go for it.
Yeah, you always want the impact going straight through, like kind of towards there.
And a little cupping, slightly cupped.
Obviously, hand. I know nothing.
The flatter your hand is, the harder the impact, right? So if you spread your fingers, that's actually the nastiest one.
Yeah.
So that's so like cupping. What your parents did?
Were you spanked as a child, Rhiannon?
I don't remember. I don't remember a lot of things. That's why I know about trauma recovery.
Okay.
I remember everything.
Wow. That's
But
intense.
I know I like it as an adult.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you have to have been spanked as a child to like it as an adult. It's just a great thing to do that's kinky. And yet, I do think it. Even if you weren't spanked as a child, if you had any trauma as a child, and many of us have, then spanking can possibly be a therapy. Maybe not for you, so don't get all bent out of shape if it's not your style. But it is something that a lot of people enjoy for fun. Don't spank your kids or hurt them physically. I mean, you can't help but hurt them emotionally. That's the nature of life. But don't hurt your children, please. I mean, I'm child-free, so what do I know? But I don't think it's a good idea.
No, it's not.
It's not. You're a mom, you know. And I just did that for emphasis, no other reason.
We've actually found that spanking children lessens their ability to self-regulate their own impulses, so it actually makes them behave worse.
Yes, because they figure they're going to be able to do the penance as a spanking, and so they can do whatever. I think you're right about that, and also it supposedly lowers kids' IQs. Mm-hmm. So there. So, you know, once you're an adult, your IQ is where it is. You don't have to, you know.
You have 6 minutes.
Open it, lower it. And so grand finale of Spanksgiving spanks now. We're going to both spank. Okay.
For
not
6 minutes straight?
No. We're going to spank Trump
6 minutes
more.
Is nothing.
And
Am
happy Spanksgiving!
Right?
Featuring Rhiannon Ahrens. Let's have a big hand for the Spanky. Yeah.
Am I
And stand up and show your butt.
Whoa.
For those.
Nice tushy.
Nice tushy. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
How does it look? I can't
Oh, it looks great. It looks great. Except we can't see your boobs when we're looking at your butt. So turn around. Kind of turn.
Like a.
Do like a bout. Not a ballet. But like kind of a.
Yeah, but you can
kind of
see
around.
Them from the back.
Yeah, okay.
Side boob.
Okay,
side boob.
A little side boob.
I think I'm going to put my boots on for spanking Trump now.
Rumor
is
shoes.
That our folks in the back room took his suit away. And now he is, you know, suitless. So
I'm gonna pull my panties up if he's coming.
Yeah, you don't want to get him involved.
Maybe I should get dressed for this, right?
But keep your boobs out for the entertainment of your fellow spankers. Okay. So now, here comes the Trumpus. The Trump turkey in front of the turkey turkey. There he is. There he is, the Trump turkey. And I think we'll give him some applause just because this is how we like him. This is how we like him. He looks good. He's in his manty panties, right? With the label showing, which I think will, you know, usually when girls have their label showing, I tuck it in for them.
No.
But not for him, no. All right, so, boy, he needs his gag, though. He needs the gag. Where
the
is
the corn go?
Where's the other corn? Where's your corn?
3 minutes.
Where, okay, but the, oh, you got the other corn?
Corn.
No.
That's the corn.
Let's see if you can get it in. It's not easy. No, the other way. Yeah, okay. But we need his face. Whoops. You dropped your dildo. Okay. And can you hold this a moment? I think you need some dental work. Okay. All right. Can you hold it in there like that? Okay. Very good. Good. Good turkey. Now, Max, this is Trump Turkey's landing pad here. So you got to move back. You're on his
nobody
area.
Nobody gets in the way of my camera.
I know.
Nobody.
Okay. So get down. First, just like that. You can, hold your head up and... Hold your head up and take a wide shot. Everybody get in the shot and spank the Trump turkey right in front of the real turkey. Yes. I mean, the turkey we're going to eat, because we're not going to eat this Trump.
She meant to do that.
Is this a turkey Kiev?
Spank you for laughing at me. Yes.
I wasn't laughing at you. I was just laughing at your expense.
I know. Yeah, well, okay. So, let me have this then. And whack, whack, whack. And whack. This is how you should be. Instead of sitting in the White House ruining our lives, you should be in the dungeon. Being spanked for Spanksgiving, you should be
gagged
with a corn cob.
Miguel is spanking him all the way from over there. He's spanking him. Can you?
And we're gonna stuff the turkey too.
We're gonna do that now.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. So yeah, maybe he should turn around for this.
Yeah.
Because this is a little too disgusting to do in front of people. So. You can just kind of...
back, the bomba.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
And now we have the stuffing of the Trump turkey. Look up. Don't let anybody not know who you are. This is the president's, and he is being stuffed. The Trump turkey... is being stuffed with a corn cob, because corn comes out that end anyway, so why shouldn't it go in? So let's spank the Trump turkey. Spank the Trump turkey. Take a shot from this side so you can see what's going on. This way. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Look up, turkey. Yes, you get spanked for so many reasons, not least of which is just taking up all the news. I mean, everything's going to change if you're not president, and I can't wait. Whack, whack, whack. Oh, and she's stuffing the Trump turkey. Rhiannon Aaron's pilgrim is punishing this Trump with a nice, hard stuffing. She's stuffing the Trump turkey and he likes it. He likes it. He does. See? See? He likes it. Mm. I just heard Miguel. He's, yes. Oh, that's
really
the turkey sound. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah. You know what? Let's take one of the Jeffrey Valance diaper things and put it right in front of Trump just in case he makes a mess. And we should just do that anyway. Just put it right in front of him and let somebody take a picture of that, including that thing. Okay, and us behind him.
What kind of mess is he going to make?
That is a Jeffrey Valance Trump art piece. It actually should be turned around the other way. And under you,
sorry.
In case you drool, pull it under. Yes. Perfect. Okay, and you can just get there, or you could sit by him like you're his nursemaid. You look like you need a nursemaid, you big baby. You big tantrum-throwing baby. Mm. Oh, you're getting that corn right in there. Mm. This is not for the, you know, the faint of heart. Yeah, for sure. Whack, 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 whack. Mm. Get it in there, yeah. Stuff that Trump turkey. Show him how it's done. Yeah, when he gives it to all these women who he pays, and then he pays some more to keep them quiet. Yeah, but Stormy Daniels knew to give him a spanking. She just didn't spank him long enough. She should have kept spanking him till now, so he wouldn't be president. That's right. Mm. Whack, 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 whack. So, you see, Spanksgiving can be Trumpocalypse therapy on a personal level, as well as on a political level. You know, you can get your post-Trump sex disorder handled through spanking your own Trump turkey. It's a voodoo thing, you know. And it might have some effect. I mean, let's just say we should make these impeachment parties fun because we don't know what the hell is going to happen. We don't know. We can tell the Democrats are not exactly expert Trump turkey stuffers like our Rhiannon.
Good job, Rhiannon!
At the same time, even if this does energize the base, we do feel that impeachment is the right thing to do, just like stuffing the Trump turkey with a corn cob is the right thing to do, just like Spanksgiving is the right thing to celebrate after Thanksgiving on your holiday weekend. And speaking of which, we hope you have had a good one, and we hope that you haven't had any fights break out, at least not physical. Practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. Thank you, Rhiannon Ahrens, for gracing us with your well-rounded kickster. Hold your award at the now. Can you get your award?
You got the
corn. Okay.
Pleasure as always, though.
Pleasure and awards go together sometimes. So thank you, Rhiannon. Thank you, of course, Sunshine.
Hey.
Thank you, Bonoboville, Max, Harry. I don't want to say everybody's name. Abe, certainly. Not everybody wants credit around here, but thank you all. And thank you, Trump. We want to thank TMI Kink for providing us with Trump. All right. And thank you, bonobos, whether you've been enjoying this Thanksgiving with us in your home or your car or your one of your 12 mansions, you billionaires. We want you to be good. We want you to be happy, but you have too much money. If you're a billionaire, you should give it up. You suffer from affluenza, which actually makes other people suffer.
I'm
but
taking donations.
In any case, yeah, give some of your money up to Sunshine. Or Rhiannon. Rhiannon, do you have a Patreon or something?
I don't, you but yeah.
OnlyFans?
We're going to do some crowdfunding soon if you sign up through Red Wings. So.
So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Spank them, even if that someone is you. Spank the monkey. Spank your lover. Spank the world, consensually, of course. Yes, I love you. All right, yay.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do, but I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi. I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much, which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important ecosexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.